This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Hi, I'm Ron Paul, former congressman and presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about a product that might just save your lives. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With this great product, you can freeze dry the food your family loves, and it will last for 25 years. Our ancestors preserved and prepared for difficult times, shouldn't we? To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-594-4635. That's 800-594-4635.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
The South Mississippi Tea Party. This is truly amazing to me. Has closed down shop. They have disbanded, and it's a significant Tea Party. South Mississippi Tea Party has disbanded because, says the former chairman, Barry Nehray, "I'm worn out, and quite frankly, all of us are worn out." They backed Ted Cruz in the primary, and when they lost that, he said, "It's just too much. It was our last straw." He said, "We're trying now not to pay attention to the destruction of our country. I've already shut down Fox News. I can't believe how much time I have now by not paying attention to these things." We cannot be a group of people that give up. If we give up, there's nothing left. And there are things that you can do. We have said that we have got to look for the down ticket. You've got to go out and vote for the down ticket. You've got to look for good, strong, constitutional guys. There is a guy who is currently the El Paso County Commissioner in Colorado Springs. He is running for U.S. Senate out of Colorado. This is a guy. Have you guys even heard Ted Cruz or anything in the last, 2 months? No. You don't hear him at all.
He's been active on Twitter and with some legislation, but he's not trying to.
Right. He's not
out there campaigning.
Yeah. He has just endorsed Daryl Glenn. And says, "This is the guy I want to work with in the Senate." And so we wanted to get to know him, and he is on with us now. Daryl, how are you?
I'm having a great day. How are you? And thanks for having me on.
You bet. So, Daryl, tell me a little bit about yourself. Why are you running? Where you come from? Who are you?
Well, I grew up in a military family. My father spent 26 years in the Air Force. When he finished, my mother actually went in as a nurse in the Army. And she likes to make the joke that she was the first one to make lieutenant colonel in the family and holds that over my head.
That's funny.
But I went to the Air Force Academy. I graduated, spent 21 and a half years in the military, and retired as a lieutenant colonel. I came home and got involved in local politics, was on city council for 8 years. I'm currently a county commissioner, won my last reelection with over 80% of the vote. I have an MBA and a law degree. So don't hold that against me.
Holy cow. Where'd you go to school?
I went to, while I was in the military, Western New England College for my MBA and New England School of Law for my law degree.
Wow. And I just saw a picture, and I mean, you're black.
I didn't realize what's up with that?
You're a conservative and you're black? That can't happen. What's up with that?
Yeah, I've been fighting that all my life.
I bet you have.
One of the things on the campaign trail, they always ask you the key question of how are you going to outreach to the minority community? And I say I do every morning when I shave my head.
So, Daryl, what is the – I mean, Californians have turned your state, Colorado, into a state that I don't recognize from growing up out west, man. That Colorado is not the Colorado that I recognize. Hello, Boulder. Are there enough conservatives out there now that can get you elected?
Well, they are, but they are frustrated. I have been campaigning for about a year and a half, and I purposely started early because I wanted to take the time to have a grassroots campaign and go around and talk to people. And universally, people are upset about the fact that they're tired of politicians saying one thing to get elected. And then when they get in office, whether it's in Washington, D.C., or even here in Denver, they completely sell out on the values that they promised on the campaign trail.
So what are the values that you're promising? What are the things What are the things that you say you're never going to violate, and why should I believe you?
Well, I always start off, and this was controversial at the very beginning, I proudly proclaim that I'm an unapologetic Christian constitutional conservative pro-life Second Amendment loving American. People are like, why are you throwing that out there? And I say, well, when you think about what we've been through over the past almost 8 years, we've had an administration that has suppressed our First Amendment rights. And I'm saying that because I'm not trying to convert people into a certain faith, but I want people to understand that it's now is the time to be bold and brave and proudly proclaim who and what you are. And understand that you have a role in this country, and you should be proud of the fact that you are an American. And we need to stand up and fight, because our country is at a major crossroads, and now is the time to stand up and do something about it.
So, Daryl, I just read a story about the South Mississippi Tea Party. They've just surrendered. They've said, we're all worn out, and I understand that. I mean, those of us on this show, we've been doing this. I mean, I've been radio for 40 years, but I've been doing talk radio now for, what, 16 or 17 years, and hardcore fighting since 2000, and we're exhausted. We are exhausted because it doesn't seem like we're getting any traction at all. And then you watch the weasels. We have John McCain standing up in the Senate this week and proposing that because of the shooting in Orlando, which, according to the White House, we'll never really know the motive behind that. He stands up and he says, you know, we have to take away, we have to limit the scope of the First, Second, Fourth, Fifth, and Seventh Amendment. Because if you're if you're suspected, not on the list, if you're just suspected, we need to really find out for sure. So we need to go in and monitor every keystroke of your computer. Without a warrant, who is standing up, Daryl? I mean, we've fought hard. Give me hope that we can trust anybody there.
Well, if John McCain did in fact say that, I've been out on the trail. But if he said that, that just justifies why I voted for Sarah Palin in that particular election. But I try to tell people all the time, the two things that we need to battle and what I'm trying to instill in people is trust, because people have lost their faith in government. And the second thing is we need to battle that state of unbelief. And not from a religious standpoint, but just believing that if we work hard and we band together, that we can actually save this country before it's too late.
So Ted Cruz endorsed you, and I don't know if he's endorsed an awful lot of people. And that is, you know, high praise coming from him. When you go to Washington, if you get there and you're the U.S. Senator in Washington, give me the top three things, and preferably in order, that you think we have got to do right now.
Well, hopefully we take up the, if we win, and I expect us to win, the White House. The Supreme Court appointment is crucial when you think about what happened today. I want somebody, in fact, if Ted Cruz is not president for some reason, then I want to advocate for him to be a Supreme Court justice.
If I could trust Donald Trump to actually do that promise and fight all the way tooth and nail all of his credibility to do that, that might even be worth saying, well, maybe I'd go for Donald Trump, but he wouldn't. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm starting that movement, but we need something in the line of Justice Scalia, somebody like Senator Cruz, because I'm a strict constructionist. I want somebody that I can count on that's going to stand up for our rights, because I do have a litmus test, and I don't apologize for it. So I'm going to be very critical, and I applaud the Senate for not having hearings on Justice Garland, because you could see what would have happened today if somebody like that, with all due respect, was in there. We would lose these battles. We need to stand up for somebody that's going to strictly adhere to the Constitution. So that is, of course, immediately we need to do. But I'm a big national security and debt person. When you start thinking about, we need a commander-in-chief that actually can say radical Islamic terrorism. That should be a litmus test. If you can't say those words, you shouldn't even be sworn into office.
How do you deal... How do you deal with the jihadis that are coming over or already here or are homegrown guys like the guy in Orlando? How do you protect? They just want common sense gun control. What is your suggestion that you to use as common sense?
Well, you don't get distracted by taking up gun control. You realize that this is part of a larger objective in the fact that there is an enemy out there that has declared war on the United States. And we need to be very serious about our immigration policy. And we need to actually, Republicans and Democrats need to get to work in securing our borders. We need to cut off policies that encourage people to violate the rule of law. We need to clearly state that amnesty is not going to be allowed. We need to hold employers accountable for, essentially employing illegals. We need to get rid of this multiculturalism phase and recognize the fact that we should be encouraging policies that encourage assimilation. We should be proud to be an American. We need to defund sanctuary cities. So these are things that we need to implement right now. And even within my own county, you know, we've got the president and we have a governor that says we want more Syrian refugees. I brought forward an emergency resolution that basically suspends all funding to Syrian refugees until they can demonstrate that they aren't a threat to the community. These are your taxpayer dollars as citizens. Everybody should stand up and do the same thing.
Daryl, how well do you know Ted Cruz?
Well, now, I felt like we had guarantee you, I spent 45 minutes on the phone and he vetted me. And he's as thorough as you can imagine. And we talk policy issues, and I'm just so blessed that he took the time to come out here on the day that he was going to go back and do battle with regard to those gun bills, to come out here and personally endorse me. That just shows me so much about his character, and I am so much looking forward to aligning with him, Mike Lee, Ben Sasse. We're ready to go to battle.
So the reason why I ask is you've watched him battle, obviously. And if that National Enquirer story was true, I mean, not about his father. We all know that his father killed JFK. But the other one, if he had character flaws as big as that, and I mean character flaws that are not as big as that, I mean little problems, they're toast. And we have watched these guys turn friends who were good friends and good people, and they lost their way on one thing or whatever, and then they were toast, and now they're in the pocket of, Mitch McConnell and all the rest of them. How's your soul? How's your life? How clean are you? Because we can't send a warrior in who has any kind of warts in his past that he's not willing to address and is trying to keep something secret. Are you aware of that?
Absolutely. And that's why, I very much want to be a citizen representative. But I don't want people to take this the wrong way. This doesn't define me. I don't need to be a U.S. senator to fill my resume. I'm accountable to God. I'm a, God-fearing Christian. And I'm well-versed as far as, who and what I am. So when people are very concerned about the fact that when you go there, you get turned. And I put the question right back on them because it's really a character question. And you need to go back and look at somebody's challenges that they've overcome and how did they actually face adversity? Because that's a true indication on whether or not you're going to flip. And you can go back and look at my background. I'm proud of every single thing that I've done. And it's one of these things where I want to be a representative for the citizens of Colorado because they haven't had a voice. They're extremely frustrated about it. And you need somebody that's not worrying about going out there being reelected. I want to stand up and fight. But do it in a way that it's actually you can do it from a leadership standpoint because I grew up as a Reagan conservative in a Democrat household. That's what motivated me was how he brought the country together because he actually showed leadership qualities. That's what's lacking in Washington, D.C. right now.
Daryl, God bless you. We wish you luck. I know the vote is, what is it, Tuesday?
Yes, it is.
And you're up by 5 percentage points, the latest poll that we saw. Is that all right?
Well, I don't know. I don't focus in on that. All I know is I don't take the foot off the gas. In fact, we just got a great endorsement as from an individual that's giving me an endorsement as a private citizen. You all might be aware of Dr. James Dobson. He has given me his personal endorsement as a private citizen, and we are going to be rolling that out here right now.
That's great.
All right.
Daryl, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. If you want to get involved, and if you're looking for somebody that will stand with Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, go to Elect Daryl Glenn with two N's, electdarylglenn.com. Do that now, and there are people out there that we can support, and there are people that we can pour our energy and money into, and he may be one of them for you. electdarylglenn.com.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.